All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question for you. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner. And we're doing a very, maybe controversial game, but, you know, we like a little controversy. Mameshi Translations, the guy behind this, you can actually check that out. And that's two I's. That's M-E-M-E. Mameshi, yeah, S-H-I-I translations. It's by a guy by the name of Zaka. He's still working on, I think some kind of 10-hour novel, something like that. He says he can beat it in two, but anyway, yeah, he's been working on these for a little while now, and he had a kind of a rape fetish. He thought it was kind of edgy, and he decided to do this like a swatted fly thing, which is actually about like it's a lesbian rape without lesbians. I know, right? It's now, disclaimer, we don't encourage sexual acts, forced sexual acts on people. We don't encourage rape. We don't encourage anything like that. Any kind of sexual abuse victims, you know, yeah, we know they exist. We don't encourage that. This is just a whole fantasy thing. It's kind of depraved. It's kind of crazy. And it's short. It's really short. So, we're going to go ahead and just bite the bullet and do it. And you know what? It is what it is. Again, this doesn't reflect me as a person. Just like somebody that watches horror movies would not go around and decide, oh, I got to kill a bunch of people. Because you don't do that, you know. Same thing I feel about rape and hentai or anything like that. It's just the fetish or fantasy, and some women are actually turned on by it. Probably more than you like to think. And I'll probably have an interview discussing that in a couple of days, because the woman I was talking to, actually, she knows a bit about that, so she'll explain. Anyway, let's go ahead and read Like a Swatted Fly from Mameshi Translations. And go ahead, you can check out their page just by searching that up, or the game Like a Swatted Fly, which is called Tekureta Hay, I think, on the VNDB.com. So you can check that out. Anyway, let's get it going. A lone man wandered through the empty halls of a hospital. His name was Yoshida Shu. Not long ago, he had been a member of a prefectural assembly, but due to his repeated gaffes during a media frenzy caused by him making a statement discriminating against homosexuals, he had been forced to leave his post. He was staying in the hospital under the pretense of receiving treatment, but in truth, he was only waiting for the heat to die down. It gnawed at him. He never suffered such a total loss of face before, and he found the sensation unbearable. As he walked, the memory burst vividly into his mind. He had just asked exactly what was the issue, as pointing out that homosexuality was unnatural from a biological point of view, and that woman, that damn counselor Sagusa, had followed and looked at him like he were a blathering idiot, then exclaimed the following: "We are currently gathered to dismiss your pointed statements of contempt towards those of a certain sexual orientation. Whether those people be a small minority, biologically unnatural or otherwise, it matters not one whit. In fact, their unnatural status matters as much as the unnatural state in which I left the fly I swatted this morning before throwing it in the garbage. Humiliation. You have some nerve to claim that what I say does not matter, you damn four-eyed harlot. And you trying to look cultured with those... Are you trying to look cultured with those glasses or what? Low-born filth like you should shut up and listen to what I have to say. And you had better not talk back to me by blabbering about the goddamn international treaties or the Constitution or whatever, you blasted sophist." Yoshida's heart seethed with burgeoning fury as he continued walking. He was not on some aimless stroll. Nay, he was headed for the restrooms. Fomenting the rage searing his guts, this hospital in Yoshida's mind was a wretched hive of sapphic debauchery. And tonight, he knew, the dykes would be at it in the stalls, perpetrating their disgusting acts as if the toilets were their private love hotel. Naturally, no such thing was about to occur. He had merely overheard two staff members who were just good friends, not homosexual lovers, in their joy at having the toilets finally mended, but fallen under an illusion based on misinterpreting the conversation's contents. But what mattered was not the truth, but that which Yoshida believed it to be. "Those degenerate perverts! I'll teach them how wonderful men are with my very own lower half!" Yoshida went into the men's restrooms and quieted his breath, waiting for someone to stray near. When should I perform my trespass? Perhaps when they are in the middle of the process, so as not to give them an excuse. Nah, I should get one of them alone. I'll have my way with her, then give the other whore a warm welcome with my dick inside her girlfriend. Yoshida went through the steps of his, in his eyes, watertight plan as he waited. Then at long last, he heard someone enter the ladies' restroom. It's time. He stepped into the corridor again, making sure the coast was clear. There seems to be just one of them. Plan B it is. Yoshida brazenly walked into the ladies' restroom, looking for the woman who had just entered. It appeared that at this time, as might be expected, the restrooms were not in heavy use, and so finding her was exquisitely simple. He merely had to find the one stall already occupied. But as he was about to force his way in, he realized there had been a flaw in his plan. The door, being locked, was bound to impede his progress. Blast you, you damn interfering archway! He nearly broke down the door as the anger took him. But wait. Won't it be more fun to wait until she's about to exit the stall? Hey, wait a minute. Was that not the plan all along? Dear Lord, and here I was, so eager to charge that I almost spoiled my carefully laid plans. Reason having prevailed, he stripped his lower half bare and waited. And there he stood, statuesque, a man alone, his lower half bare, in the ladies' restroom. His limb, roused by his gallant efforts, were also standing furiously at attention. He was ready to strike at any time. At last, the door opened, and the woman exiting saw the deviant waiting outside, his cock throbbing furiously. What? Aichi Keiko was flabbergasted at the surreal scene awaiting her. And Yoshida did not miss the opportunity. He pushed her back inside, trapping her. What are you doing? You think you can get away with seducing a woman while being one yourself? I'm going to make a proper... You think you can get away with seducing women while being one yourself? I'm going to make a proper woman out of you, you filthy degenerate! Yoshida's reply made little sense to Aichi, but his hand groping at her made clear his intentions. He was about to rape her. Stop it! Get away from me! I'm going to yell! She screamed and writhed, trying to get out of his grip. But the way she was standing, there was simply no escape. And not only that, her thrashing had stirred Yoshida's animal lusts. Prepare yourself! Eek! He ripped open her shirt, exposing her breasts, then slid down her panties. The cold night air caressed her bared nipples. Stop it! Stop it! Now, stop! Sensing his naked hostility, she trembled with fear. Her knees shook as shivers ran down her spine. Why must I be subjected to this? Why? Her head rang with that single question, but Yoshida was not kind enough of a man to wait for her to reach an answer. Pulling back for but a moment, he grabbed her skirt. A man fucking a woman, impregnating her with his seed, now that makes biological sense. Rejoice, for I shall make you a woman today! Immediately after finishing his line, he flipped her skirt, exposing her privates, and then he penetrated her, caring not for her protestations. Aichi screamed as Yoshida's manly hardness tore into her insufficiently lubricated crevice. The lacerations inflicted upon her vagina by his unruly entrance sang out, and she writhed in unbearable pain, throwing her limbs in all directions, but Yoshida paid her no heed. I know you'd be a virgin. You'd only feel this terrible pain because you've only done it with women before. Yoshida began thrusting, ignoring the friction he felt. For Aichi, it was nothing but torture. With each thrust and every retreat, nauseating pain coursed through her. But there was simply nothing she could do to end the suffering. Perhaps were he to accept the fact that she was not a lesbian, he would have stopped. But the chance of Yoshida listening to anything she had to say at this time was not the greatest. In conclusion, she had no choice but to endure this torturous pain until he was satisfied. It stings! Ah! It hurts! Ah! Don't do it so hard! Or perhaps someone would come to her aid, guided by her screams. That was her greatest hope for salvation, was it not? But even granted someone were to aid her, her ordeal would not be over until a rescuer arrived. Shrieking, she endured the pain crashing through her brain, sapping her of any higher cognitive capacity. Her mind nearly frozen, it was only natural that she think, "Alright, I'm about to come, take my seat, and know the true joy of being a woman." That she was soon to be qualified to breathe a sigh of relief. Probably reading it too fast. It's finally ending, she thought to herself. Gah! Gah! Yoshida's hips shook as he vomited white lust in Taiyuchi's cunt. Yoshida's hips shook as he... What? Okay, I'm sorry. All she could do was clench her teeth and take it. Released from the agony of his thrust, she instead felt the stinging sensation of a hot, sticky, foreign substance coating her innards, searing her wounds. And so at last, she realized that he had ejaculated inside her. Impregnated. As soon as that word came to her, she knew she had to wash out her vagina post-haste or else. But though Yoshida had come, he showed no sign of letting her go. Let me go, or I'm gonna get pregnant! Gaha, you'll have my child. You should feel honored, you know. He kept her pinned down as if to mock her. And when Aichi tried to wrench herself out of his grip, she found that Yoshida's penis was yet hard inside her. The pain of it rubbing against her wounds rendered her unable to move as she wished. Let me go, you crazy degenerate! You call me a degenerate? Rattled by what she'd said, Yoshida loosened his grip. Aichi tried to use the opportunity to burst out of the room, but to Yoshida that was but an invitation to use her movements to his own advantage. Get back here! He quickly sat himself down on the toilet seat, pulling her down with him into a reverse sitting position. She cried out in anguish as her own weight guided his erection deep inside her. Perhaps one might call it a blessing in disguise that his seed were inside her, as it acted as a lubricant where nothing else would, ameliorating the pain. Before she had felt like she was being torn asunder, now instead it felt like the nagging sting of burnt skin. While painful all the same, it was nevertheless an improvement. Her breasts were yet ragged from her suffering, but she was nevertheless able to think more clearly than she had previously. Before, she had only been able to think of the agony. Notwithstanding, the betterment was of a gradual nature. She was yet seized by panic and confusion. Let me go! Haven't you had enough? I won't tell anyone, okay? I'm not finished, and neither is your training girl. Don't worry, I'll make sure to get you pregnant. And so her newfound mental dexterity led only to her sense of despair deepening further. For it was then that it truly sunk in. He had no intention to pay any mind to contraception. In fact, he was all too eager to impregnate her. And all she could do was yet again to cry for help, hoping someone would come to her rescue. It being near year's end, only a few patients had not yet gone home, but there were still some around, and some of the staff, too. Her prospects should not be overly grim. I'm moving, bitch! But Yoshida acted entirely without fear, setting himself in motion. Sure, that all would go exactly as he had planned. He didn't even consider that someone might catch him in the act. All that was on his mind was how to use the living sex doll in front of him for his own pleasure. Aichi involuntarily stopped crying for help as it continued. The pain had lessened, yes, but it was still considerable. Her breast jiggled heavily up and down, and her teeth were clenched. An observer might have even thought she found sexual pleasure in the act, but she was only enduring it. Some lubrication had, as purely physiological reason, had been secreted by her vagina, but it was hardly enough. Smack! Pop! Smack! Pop! Yoshida's decision to do her with any regard for a lack of wetness had made her cling to his dick in an obviously abnormal manner, but he didn't think it worth noting. It's because she's a virgin. Because my technique is so good, she feels amazing, he thought. Having found a convenient line of reasoning, he accepted his flawed logic. Aichi was about to faint from the pain, but that didn't bother Yoshida. To put it bluntly, as long as it had tits and a hole to fuck, he was all good. That way of thinking was his technique, well, was why his technique was absolutely abysmal, despite his unusually high amount of sexual conquests. He thrust blindly, caring only for his own pleasure. Given not a smidgen of womanly pleasure to ease her suffering, Aichi's torment continued. Gonna come in you again now. You better suck it up with all your womb, whore. Playfully pinching her nipples and making hickeys on her neck, it aroused him, leading him quickly toward climax. You can't come inside, outside, please, nah! Her face was white as a sheet. She rejected him adamantly, but Yoshida was not about to change his mind. I've already come inside you once. Coming in you a second time or a third changes nothing. Ugh! Gah! A wave of fear coursed through her as she felt a seed worming its way inside. Its impact was so fierce as to evoke nausea. No, don't come so much. Take it out now. Ha, ha, yuck, yuck. It was not one of her more fertile days, but having been inseminated twice at such volume, the possibility still loomed large in her mind. Her frame petrified by horror, Yoshida suddenly bit her earlobe. She reflexively let out a cute shriek, surprised by his attack, but then came dread, for she realized what this meant. His lesson not yet subsided. You can't be serious. Well then, get ready for round three. It would seem this tragedy was not yet at its end. Ah! Ugh! It was several hours after Yoshida had first struck. He was still merrily thrusting away. She was limp, all resistance strained from her. It's baby time, whore! Burn this sensation, this knowledge of how wonderful men are, into your mind! Yoshida ejaculated time and time again, continuing to administer his ad-lib sermons. Gah! But what came from his mouth this time was a clipped groan. And then he fell onto his butt with a thud, his member slipping out of Aochi's vagina. As he had been mid-ejaculation, his fluids now dirtied Aochi's torso as well as her insides, but he made no comment on this. What? Faintly, as if waking up from a dream, Aochi could see Yoshida's agonized visage above her, one arm to his chest. Gah! Gah! Eek! As he began to collapse atop her, she hurriedly pushed him aside. Yoshida did not resist, landing on his back next to her. He started shaking violently. His state was flagrantly pernicious. But upon seeing his organ yet erect, Aochi could feel nothing but nausea. His trembling penis, moving in contact with his frame, reminded her of a maggot crawling out of a dead fly. And then, before Aichi could do anything to help him, Yoshida passed away. Afterwards, a co-worker who had just finished her shift decided to heed the call of nature. She found Aichi slouched against a wall, looking blankly into space. From the circumstances, it was suspected that Aichi had neglected her duty to provide care for Yoshida, but it was quickly decided that she should not be questioned. If they were to start probing, the question of Yoshida's motives would quickly come into play. Rather than stir up a hornet's nest, they let the matter be. They decided to claim that Yoshida had died in bed. To buy her silence and as an apology, Aochi was the recipient of a hefty sum of cash. And that is how it all came to an end. End. And there you have it, folks. That was Like a Swatted Fly by Mameshi Translations. He basically had his way with her and he got killed somehow. Or maybe he just died. Maybe his heart exploded. I don't know what happened to him. But he's gone. And she got a lot of money. And I don't know what they did with the kids. I don't know if she still has them. I'm pretty sure not. It's a crazy situation. And again, I don't condone any of this behavior. This is a fantasy visual novel that Zaka found interesting and wanted people to go ahead and do. And I'm like, it's edgy and whatever. So, hey, don't do this to real people. If you do try to get somebody in the bathroom, it probably won't end well for you. It won't end well for you. You'll probably have your life ruined and destroyed and you'll go to jail and it's a horrible thing. So don't do it. That's why you don't say, I've got to be Jason and kill a bunch of people, because that doesn't work well. That's like that ninja guy that said, I'm going to be a ninja and fight the military. That didn't work well for him. So don't do stupid things you see in fiction. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. Later.